This archived broadcast of Janet Mefford Today is brought to you by Preborn. We're wanting to save 250 preborn babies this January by offering free ultrasounds to women in crisis pregnancies. You can help by calling 855-402-BABY. That's 855-402-2229 or janetmefford.com.
This is Janet Mefford Today.
Our confidence is in Christ alone.
Are we going to stand with God, come what may?
If the Word of God says it, I believe it.
And that's the way it is.
And now, here is Janet Mefford.
Welcome, everybody. Well, we have just said goodbye to 2019, but we've also just said goodbye to the close of a decade. And it's been a decade that has seen a massive tectonic plate shift when it comes to morality, whether we're talking about a Supreme Court redefined marriage or even what it means to be male or female. And this is due to the growing, seemingly all-pervasive presence and power of the sexual radicals who are driving the LGBTQ plus movement. And as this movement has grown and tried to create a new pro-homosexual, pro-transgender reality with no dissent allowed, Christians are in the crosshairs in more and more serious ways. From the Religious Freedom Crushing Equality Act to shocking drag queen story hours to kids seeking surgical gender transitions and big tech censorship, Christians are really facing unprecedented pressure to conform to the demands of this tyrannical activist movement. Now, as you know, last year we launched our God's Voice conference to biblically refute the errors that were injected into conservative church circles by the Revoice movement and to bring biblical clarity to the confusion surrounding the issues of LGBTQ plus Christianity. Well, this year we are taking it up a notch, or maybe you could say several notches. We are really excited to announce that on April 17th and 18th, there will be a second God's Voice conference, but we are expanding our focus this year to address the timely and urgent message of a biblical response to LGBTQ plus tyranny. And we have an unprecedented lineup of top Christian leaders, pastors, pro-family activists, and medical and therapeutic experts. And they're going to help equip us to face these growing threats to biblical morality, biological reality, and our God-given rights to religious freedom and free speech. I will be emceeing the event. I cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. And so I'm really excited today to welcome back to the show my good friend Stephen Black. He is one of our conference organizers and speakers. The Lord set him free from homosexuality over 30 years ago, and he is now executive director of First Stone Ministries and the author of Freedom Realized. And Stephen is joining us today to discuss how we got where we are today in our culture on sexual radicalism and what Christians need to know and do right now to take a biblical stand against this tyranny. So, Stephen, with that long introduction, I want to welcome you back and wish you a happy new year. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on, Janet. I'm looking forward to talking to you about all this.
Well, I am excited, Stephen. You and I and Peter LaBarbera, and we've been working on this for quite a while. We're really excited. And I want you to talk a little bit, if you would, about why this subject this year. Last year, we were really combating Revoice because that was a five-alarm fire. This one, I think we would all agree, is an even bigger fire. Would that be your opinion as well?
It is. The realities of censorship, and really, we use the word tyranny because there is such an oppression now in the culture that is actually now pushed into the church, and even in the most conservative areas of the church, the Southern Baptists and the Presbyterian Church of America. So The focus needs to be on this oppression, which started really even 20 years ago with this movement within normalizing LGBTQ plus sign behavior as normative as heterosexual marriage. And so this is a big problem, and we now have surveys that are being taken of the millennials and their mindset on this, and we've got a short time. We need revival to get these young people to have a biblical worldview. So there's a lot of work ahead of us, and we can go over systematically of all the erosion, but we need a revival. We need God to move, and I believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to continue to do a work of grace and give people hope. So, you know, one of the biggest things that I think we want to do with God's Voice is to give hope and to equip leaders to be courageous, to speak the truth in love boldly, because it is love. And in doing so, maybe we can see a movement of grace that actually changes our culture back.
Amen. I couldn't agree more with everything you just said, especially on the issue of revival. And that is exactly where I am right now. I told listeners just a few days ago, I'm going to be talking about revival a lot in this year, because I think it's the year of the bended knee. We need to be on our faces before our holy God if we're going to be able to stand at this hour, because the pressure is growing, Stephen. And I think more and more Christians are recognizing this and getting concerned. That is really the feedback I've been getting from Christians. My goodness, you know, we thought maybe with the Obergefell decision, the gay activists would be satisfied. Okay, fine, you got your so-called marriage equality. Now you'll go away. I mean, they just push the envelope. Now you've got the drag queen story hours. That's another thing that a lot of parents in particular are worried about. And that seems to be an issue around which a lot of people are coalescing, Stephen, where they're saying enough is enough. But what do we do? What do we do to stop this? I mean, what would you say to those people?
Well, we have to get involved, especially in the education systems and at the political level, of having some good legislation passed to stop this, what they call equality, but it is actually inequality. And it really is, Janet, it's a demand that all LGBTQ, and people need to pay attention to that plus sign, behavior is normalized and introduced to children from K to 12. And this is now mandatory in states like California, Illinois, New Jersey, that they have a curriculum of a gay history.
Right.
And, you know, this last president, you know, he made a national memorial out of the Stonewall riot.
Yes.
Which was the normalization of, you know, to be really radical in homosexual pushback. And now we are now seeing that at every level in media, in any kind of social networking, online activity, is that if you do not accept LGBTQ behavior as normalized as male and female and race, you're a bigot.
Yeah.
And this is what our children are being taught. So we have to get some good legislation passed. We have to get some pushback on this, because they, you know, across the nation, as we've talked about before, they want to stop all counseling and therapy for children under 18 years of age. Mm. So they are very, very active in trying to normalize this in the minds of children. They're after our children. Ironically, in the 70s, we had Anita Bryant, which in 2019, Fairview Baptist Church, we honored her. Governor Kevin Stitt made her birthday Anita Bryant Day to recognize she was right.
In Oklahoma, right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And she took a stand, a national stand called Save Our Children in the 70s. And she was excoriated and made fun of. And look at where we are at today, with drag queen story hour and indoctrination of our children.
Yeah, she was completely prescient. In fact, I read a biography of Anita Bryant not too long ago because I wanted to refresh my brain on everything that Anita Bryant did and everything she went through. It was horrific, but it really was prescient, Stephen, because she saw exactly, maybe not to the extent we see it now, unfolded, but she knew how bad it was and she knew how immoral it was, and she took a lot of flack and she stood, you know, firm. And that was just amazing. But we need an army of people like Anita Bryant in this hour.
That's right. And we need an army of people of understanding the Bible, that sin never stays stagnant. It is always eroding. And whenever you have sexual immorality in any culture that is allowed to run rampant, like serial divorce and sexual immorality and pornography, it is only going to continue on a trajectory of further and further perversion.
Yep.
And Anita Bryant understand that. Other leaders understood this. And we need to be a church that understands that this erosion now is coming in with LGBTQ Christianity.
Yes, right. Well, you know what, Stephen? There is so much to talk about. I want to get into some of the issues that we will be addressing at God's Voice Conference 2020 coming up in April. But for now, we're going to take a very quick break. We'll come back on Janet Mefford Today right after after this, so stay with us. Hi, this is Janet Mefford. When it comes to choice, the Ministry of Preborn offers the ultimate life-saving choice by providing free ultrasounds to introduce abortion-minded moms to their preborn babies. And as you may know, 8 out of 10 of these women who are able to get ultrasounds during their pregnancies decide to keep their children.
When I got to hear how strong her heartbeat was, I was like, I felt like she was supposed to be here. And it didn't matter what anybody else told me. And all that mattered was that I was blessed with the ability to carry life inside of my body. And that baby was supposed to be here for something. And that was all that mattered.
The Ministry of Preborn is the direct competition to Planned Parenthood, and it's making a difference every day. Preborn reaches into the darkest corners and finds women in need to help them choose life. To offer your gift, please call now at 855-402-BABY, 855-402-2229, 855-402-2229, or you can click on the Preborn banner at janetmefford.com. Preborn's mission is to glorify Jesus Christ by equipping pregnancy centers nationwide to help save more babies and souls. They're putting thousands of ultrasounds in more places and counseling women and leading them to Christ. In 2019, almost 25,000 babies were saved and over 7,000 women received Christ.
I'm going to keep my baby and I'm going to be a great mom.
This Sanctity of Life Month, we honor preborn babies by helping moms in crisis choose life. And we want to save 250 babies in January. Would you please join me and help these moms choose life for their babies? One ultrasound session costs $28, a gift of $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds, but any gift will help. $100, $200, or maybe there's one or two of you who can buy an ultrasound machine for $15,000. All gifts are tax deductible, and 100% of your gift goes toward life. To offer your gift, please call now at 855-402-BABY, 855-402-2229, 855-402-2229, or you can click on the Preborn banner at janetmefford.com. Thank you.
You're listening to Janet Mefford Today. And now, here's Janet.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you again, and great to have with me Stephen Black. He is one of my favorite people in the world. He really is. He's one of our co-organizers of God's Voice Conference. And yes, there will be a second one. We're talking about it right now. We've just made the announcement. God's Voice Conference 2020 is coming up in Oklahoma City area, April 17th and 18th. You can get all the information at godsvoice.us. And registration is now open. And I know early bird registration is going to be a little cheaper. Am I right, Stephen?
Yes, it's $85. And the full registration will be $99.
So you can go for more information to godsvoice.us and find out more. But our whole focus this year is a biblical response to LGBTQ plus tyranny. And we're talking a little bit about that. Stephen, you have so much experience in this area. You're the executive director of First Stone Ministries. You were heavily involved in the leadership of Exodus International. You have a lot of experience. The Lord brought you out of the homosexual lifestyle many, many years ago. And you have such a wonderful, powerful testimony. I'm wondering if you can explain to people, to Christians who are listening right now, why it is, you talked a little bit about how sin movements tend to keep pushing the envelope. That's just the nature of sin, is to push for worse and worse and worse. Why is it that they are leveling their attacks increasingly on Christians, on religious liberty, and on the free speech of Christians, say, for example, on the internet? Why Christians? Why are Christians in their crosshairs?
Well, because in the scriptures, the Bible, those that actually believe the Bible, there is such clarity, black and white clarity, that homosexual behavior is sinful, and they can't tolerate that. They want to normalize the behavior as normal as heterosexuality. And even the idea of multiple sex partners as being something that is under their banner of freedom and liberty, which is, of course, just like the Jews said that they were free, and Jesus pointed out that they were under the Romans. Well, they're under the taskmaster of sin, and they are deceived. With most of these people, you know, God bless them. It was true in my own story. More than 50% of those that engage in this behavior were molested as children. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the science and the morality and the psychology is all on our side as Christians. And, you know, earlier I mentioned Anita Bryant, and why that's so important is that we need to be a voice of empowering courage to stand up in the truth, because if we don't, we are going to be losing souls. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to really love people, we have to proclaim this truth, and that's why we're doing God's Voice 2020. We want people to look at this and call it what it really is, and that is tyranny, with the censorship and the indoctrination and the pushing back on the church that you're no longer going to call this sin. We're going to normalize this. And now we even have, you know, the orientation gospel in the Southern Baptist Church and in the Presbyterian Church of America, normalizing the idea of desire orientation as legitimate rather than looking at it as lust and unnatural affections.
Yes.
And so this is rampant, and this is why we must be a voice of clarity and hopefully God's voice, meaning the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, laying out, you know, they call them the clobber verses, but actually there's about 20 verses that deal with homosexuality in one way or another in the scriptures. So it is very clear that the behavior is sinful, and they hate it, Janet.
Yeah.
They want to stop this narrative or the message of the gospel that Jesus Christ can set people free. They want to stop that.
No, you're right about that. And of course, in your ministry, you do pastoral care and counseling for people who are suffering with sexual brokenness of all types, including homosexuality, including transgenderism, all of these hot button issues that come up in the culture all of the time. They're trying to shut people like you down, Stephen. I mean, maybe you could share a story or two about what it's been like to do what you're doing in a climate like this, because I think for a lot of Christians, they just have no idea what someone like you is going through at the hands of the Rainbow Flag Coalition, as it were.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have Scott Lively, who will be speaking, also Christopher Doyle and David Pickup and myself, along with Joe Dallas, who are all really pretty front line on this issue and have experienced great pushback. Dr. Scott Lively has had an international lawsuit against him.
Yes.
that the human rights a gay lobby at an international level. Myself and others have had gay activists try to sue us and to really, really stop our voices. And we've all decided that, you know, the temporal things of this life are not as important as the gospel of Jesus. And so we are going to proclaim the truth no matter what they do. And the reality is they are changing laws. They're trying to make it illegal for anyone to give any kind of therapy or counseling. And they nuance it. Here, even in Oklahoma, they nuance it. And this is something recent, is that we had Jason Dunnington come forward with the gay activists here and the Trevor Project. And they say, oh, no, this is just for professional therapists. But on all the news stories, guess what they started out with? Praying the gay away.
Yeah.
And so they talk about the Christian component, which is always the center of this, the Judeo-Christian mindset of human sexuality. And so they have the cross. Well, who in Oklahoma is doing that? Only First Stone Ministries.
Yeah.
And the church. And so, you know, it's disingenuous of these people that say, you know, this is only about therapy that's professional, when they really are after stopping the voice of the church.
Yep, that's such an important point. We have so many great speakers, Stephen. You are among them this year at God's Voice Conference 2020. You can get more information at godsvoice.us. Registration, early bird registration is now open. But I want to go through some of the topics that are going to be discussed, and I want to mention some of the names of the speakers we'll be having at God's Voice this year. Dr. Everett Piper, many people will know him, the former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. We're going to have Greg Burt from the California Family Council. He's the director of capital engagement there. And I want to come back to some of these subjects that we're going to be addressing. But I want to stop with Greg Burt for a moment, Stephen, because one of the reasons we wanted Greg's expertise is because the California Family Council has been on the front lines in that state where it is at its absolute worst. The LGBT movement is out of control in the state of California. As many people know, they had the ban the Bible legislation referred to that way by a lot of Christians who fought back against it, where they would have considered it fraud to try to change anybody's mind on homosexuality. That was beaten back. But now they have this resolution that has been passed where they're advising pastors not to try to change anybody. I mean, they are really out of control in California. But this is important information, Stephen, isn't it, for the rest of us to have? Because as goes California, so goes the country on all of this stuff.
Yeah, ACR 99 is a really, again, making LGBTQ behavior equal to race and gender. It's a resolution now. And see, what they do, like even with the Equality Act at the federal level, people need to understand they're very methodical. So when they pass these resolutions, then they began to browbeat education systems, universities, colleges. They go to city councils. They get ordinances changed. They get county level. And so then they erode the culture to demand that they bow down to what they are calling civil right of LGBTQ behavior. So this is very, very important for your listeners to understand. No, it's not a law yet, but they are one moment away from it. And so goes California, as it has been said, so the rest of the country. And they are really pushing this hard out there.
Yeah, so we're going to be hearing from Greg Burt and some of the wisdom that they have gained out in California about how to push back against this movement, because they were largely successful in putting the brakes on AB 2943, because they brought out, for example, a lot of ex-gays who went to Sacramento and said, don't try to ban our therapy. Our therapy helped us get rid of unwanted same-sex attraction. So he's going to offer a lot of wisdom. Dr. Piper, for his part, is going to be talking about the new LGBT religion. That's a subject in and of itself, Stephen. But what of it? What kinds of thoughts do you have on the new normal that we're seeing come about in this country that really is tantamount to a religion? They have all kinds of tenets, don't they?
They really do. And it's, you know, like the old Eagles song, it's the Hotel California. You can go in, but you can try to check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah.
And the LGBTQ is like a cult-like mentality. It is like a religion. There's the demand once you enter in, you can't leave. And so Dr. Everett Piper is going to be revealing just how systematic this is and how it has now come into mainline evangelical circles of this idea of orientation being normalized. And I think people are going to be surprised who are some of the players in this.
Well, I think so, too. And as you mentioned before, we're going to have some other great speakers. Joe Dallas, many people will know Joe. He's done fabulous work. As you mentioned, he's been involved with therapy as well. David Pickup, who we've talked to many times on this program. Christopher Doyle, the war against therapy. He'll be discussing that. But somebody else I want to discuss, and we're not going to be able to get into it fully before we have to go to another break, Stephen, but one of the people we're also going to be featuring at God's Voice Conference 2020 is a man by the name of Dr. Quentin Van Meter. He is the president of the American College of Pediatricians. He's a pediatric endocrinologist. He's an adjunct associate professor of pediatrics at Emory University School of Medicine and the Morehouse College of Medicine. He's going to be addressing the issue of transgenderism and some of the cultural battles that we're facing in that regard. And I mean, we're talking about medical experts here who are going to be able to really teach us a lot that we need to know about this issue without any of the extra cultural accoutrements that the LGBTQ plus activists like to put on it to try to slant it. And we know how that goes. But we're going to take a very quick break. Again, you can go to godsvoice.us and find out about early bird registration for the next God's Voice Conference coming up April 17th and 18th. We'll be right back. This archived broadcast of Janet Mefford Today is brought to you by Preborn. We're wanting to save 250 preborn babies this January by offering free ultrasounds to women in crisis pregnancies. You can help by calling 855-402-BABY. That's 855-402-2229 or janetmefford.com.
This is Janet Mefford Today. And now, here's your host, Janet Mefford.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and we are so excited in this new year to announce our second annual God's Voice Conference. Last year, we were combating Revoice, and we were offering a biblical response to LGBTQ plus Christianity, and I think it went very, very well. We had a sold-out event at Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. We'll be returning there this year, April 17th and 18th, for God's Voice Conference 2020, and this year, we are tackling a huge issue, but such a vital one, a biblical response to LGBTQ plus tyranny. As Christians, as a part of Christ's church, we are facing unprecedented pressure to conform. They don't want any dissent from the sexual radicals' point of view toward their views. You should get boys into girls' restrooms, and you should be able to allow children to have gender transitions and drag queen story hours, and you got to get in the Equality Act. This is a very oppressive piece of legislation that we've talked about quite a bit. But we've been talking with Stephen Black, who is the executive director at First Stone Ministries and an organizer of our conference and a speaker at our conference, and we're talking about all the speakers we're going to have. It's a great lineup, Stephen. I'm so excited about this. We've named some of these people, but I had mentioned Dr. Quentin Van Meter will be there, and maybe you could talk just briefly a little bit about the importance of addressing the transgender issue, because this is a huge one.
Well, people may not know this, and this is what's really, I think, pretty incredible about Dr. Van Meter. He was there at John Hopkins as a new doctor. He was there and saw the history and knows the history, and he's going to be revealing and showing just how political this is and not based on real, healthy medical science.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be bringing the piece of this whole transgendered mentality that is really... It's diabolical. It's so hurtful. And now they're giving hormone blockers to children.
Horrible.
And that people need to know they're sterilizing the children by doing this.
Right.
And he's going to be uncovering all of that and showing us the history. And I think it's going to be riveting. People need to know this truth.
Oh, I agree with you. I can't wait to listen to what he has to say. And regarding Revoice, we are bringing back Reverend Al Baker. He's an ordained Presbyterian Church in America pastor. He's an evangelist with the Presbyterian Evangelistic Fellowship. And I know last year, Stephen, Al just knocked it out of the park. And he is coming back to give an update to people on where the PCA is now. The PCA, as people will recall, was the denomination at which Revoice was held. That was held at a church in St. Louis, Missouri. And that's kind of what kicked off God's Voice in the first place. And the PCA, it doesn't seem like the PCA is getting any better at the moment. They had some pretty bleak moments, I would say, at the General Assembly this year, Stephen. But Al's going to be bringing us up to speed on where LGBTQ plus Christianity has gone in the last year, at least in that denomination.
Yeah, he's going to also be able to, with great authority from the scriptures, but also reveal the political movement within the Presbyterian Church of America.
Great.
And again, it is normalizing this orientation piece. And,
yes.
And even calling now the same pastor that, you know, last year said he wasn't gay, and then this year he comes out of the proverbial Christian gay closet, and now has announced he is gay. A gay Christian. And this is, this is what's happening in the Presbyterian Church of America.
Yeah.
So Al is an expert. He's also, being a revivalist, he is filled with the Word of God. He was mesmerizing last year in quoting the scripture in context.
It was beautiful. Oh, my goodness. God has gifted him as a preacher. He's just amazing. Somebody else I'm really excited about having, and I'm excited about every single one of these speakers. As you know, Steve, I can't put one above another because I can't wait to hear all of them. Another person, and we asked this pastor particularly to be a part of God's Voice Conference. This is Pastor Jeremy Schussow. He is the lead pastor of Metro City Church up in the state of Michigan. He was one of those pastors who was targeted by the act of activists, and this is the game. We've seen this happen over and over again with some of these wedding industry Christians who've had floral shops or, you know, all of these wedding venues and the lawsuits that come out of those situations. But people might recall that he was offering a group for people to come who were struggling with same-sex attraction. He just got absolutely clobbered by these activists, the death threats and the media firestorm against him. And I thought, we have to, you know, part of our idea was not only do we want to hear his testimony and his story of how the Lord worked in his life, but we want to give encouragement to victims across the country who are being targeted by this tyranny. I mean, that's part of our game, too, is it not, Stephen? Because this is important.
Especially pastors.
Yeah, yeah.
And this pastor really, really was. And it had an Oklahoma City connection. So that's really important because the Oklahoma City connection was, you know, they have a banner that they put over themselves of free hugs and love and the mama bears, and this connection is actually what rallied the protest against Metro City Church. And so it's going to be great to have Jeremy here and let him show the video of the news stories and everything that went on and him testifying, because pastors need to stand strong.
Yep.
Jeremy is very loving, very kind, very grace-filled, and he wants to be a representation of standing in truth and yet, you know, being grace-filled, but never compromising on this issue.
Right, right. Well, and we hope that it serves as an encouragement, because no doubt in the coming years, more pastors are going to be targeted if they're willing to stand on the Word of God. And we want to give people a place of support, a place of fellowship, to be able to say, we stand with you. As this tyranny grows, God's grace will grow. And it's just a beautiful thing to me, really, Stephen, to look and see how the Lord has brought together so many of us who kind of were in our own corners for quite a while. And it seems like he's really bringing us together as a new fellowship group, which, you know, sometimes we don't see the good that comes out of a situation like this, but that's been my experience. And to me, that's really encouraging.
It is encouraging. And we need to, you know, the word encourage is to impart courage so that people will be not feel alone.
Yes.
When it can be very depressing and very dark when you have, even as I've experienced, family members that come out of the closet, and even my own Christmas holiday, you know, having an extended family member say, you know, I wish you were dead, you know, you know, I'd like to see you, you know, not here. And you hear those things and you realize, okay, we need to be very objective in knowing the gospel and knowing that these people are completely deceived and that they need the gospel. They need hope. And if we're going to really be a people of love and of humility and grace-giving, then we must never, ever compromise the truth.
Amen.
And the oppression and the persecution is coming. As we're seeing, you know, Christopher Doyle wrote a book that came out last year called The War on Psychotherapy. And so, you know, professionals and medical doctors and pastors are going to be oppressed, and we need to expose this tyranny and talk about it and encourage people.
For sure. And of course, our good friend Peter LaBarbera will also be speaking. We're going to have breakout sessions this year as well. We thought that would be a wonderful addition to the conference lineup. Not only are we going to have main speakers, but then we're going to break away and have different breakout sessions, and people can choose which one they want to go to. But I know Peter, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, and another one of our conference organizers, will be talking again about some of these tactics of LGBT activists. And few people have that kind of knowledge, having tracked the LGBT activists, you know, methods over so many years. And I know last year a lot of people commented on, I didn't know that. I didn't know how all these activists honed their tactics over the years. And if we know what their tactics are, then we can resist them more effectively.
That's right. And I think it's extremely important to know how scriptures are nuanced and how they're compromising the Word of God, but that it actually began with a cultural oppression and a political movement, and now it's in the church, and then you have these whimsical, you know, quote-unquote gay theologians that are now bringing an erosion in the church. And so Peter does a great job of exposing all of that and showing the history And you're right. People went away last year over and over and over saying, wow, we did not know that. And even this year, comments are still being made just in the last few months with people saying, thank God you're doing it again.
Well, we are excited to do it again. We do need to pause for a quick break again, though. Stephen Black joining me on Janet Mefford today. We're going to come back right after this, so don't go away. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, Liberty HealthShare is not insurance, so you can still sign up. In fact, you can sign up any time of year, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families, so you can choose the ideal program for your situation. Plus, Liberty HealthShare has no network, so you're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, so your money goes toward helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you, too. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/JMT for more information. libertyhealthshare.org/JMT. Hi, this is Janet Mefford, and we're partnering with the Ministry of Preborn to save babies' lives through ultrasound. Here's how a nurse describes the power of an ultrasound.
Just one example of a mom who came in, was very abortion-minded, and when she saw the picture of her baby on ultrasound and saw that beating heart, it was a defining moment that just broke her. And she said, I just can't allow this baby to be killed, for her own words.
By letting a mother hear her baby's heartbeat and see her baby in her womb, she will choose life 80% of the time.
I cannot tell you how many times a baby's life is saved through ultrasound. It's just an incredible tool.
Will you help save babies' lives? For $140, you can sponsor free ultrasounds for 5 young women. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, call now, 855-402-BABY. That's 855-402-BABY. 855-402-2229. Or there's a banner to click at janetmefford.com.
You're listening to Janet Mefford Today. And now, here's Janet.
Welcome back. Well, we are so excited in this new year to announce our second annual God's Voice Conference, April 17th and 18th in Edmond, Oklahoma. We'll once again be gathering at Fairview Baptist Church, where Reverend Paul Blair is the pastor and Dan Fisher, wonderful men of God. We're so excited to be able to return to Fairview Baptist Church. God's Voice Conference was sold out last year, and we're hoping to have way more people this year because we have an absolutely stellar lineup of Christian pastors and experts and pro-family activists and medical and therapeutic experts. You are going to learn so much, but more than that, it's going to be encouraging. You're going to hear testimonies of people who have had to deal with the sexual radicals' tyranny, and that's what we're doing this year. It's going to be called A Biblical Response to LGBTQ plus Tyranny, and What Should the Church Do Now? Stephen Black is joining us, one of our conference organizers and speakers. Stephen, I just want to ask you, do you think, given what you just said before we went into that last break, where you said people say have said to you, we're so glad that you're doing another God's Voice conference, do you think that our churches and denominations have been doing enough to address the growing threat? Or do you think the lack of response is why people are saying, we're glad you're doing this conference again, because I can't get this information other places?
That's the former, absolutely. The church has been very inundated with fear and a compromised message of love, which is not love at all, when you don't really proclaim the truth boldly. And so that's part of the problem. And then you have the theological nuances of, you know, salvation and what it means to be a Christian. And so there are people that actually are communicating a message that is kind of fatalistic, which is, you know, we really don't need to even worry about this. And yet the erosion continues. And so I'm always asking people, well, what's really relevant? And is your message actually changing the culture, being salt and light? Or is the erosion now taking place in the church? And of course, we know that the erosion is taking place. So there is something wrong. And most people are finally starting to wake up and say, the church really has not done a good job. And that's because most pastors are dealing with an oppression even in their own churches.
That's it.
With family members that are gay. And it upsets families. It upsets even their own families. And, of course, it upsets the bottom line, the finances. So nickels, numbers, and noses is what Mill Green used to call it. And so, you know, there's a lot of compromise when it comes to this because of the browbeating, which Peter does a good job. But so do most of these speakers. They do a great job of revealing how oppressive this message has been on pastors and leadership.
Yeah.
And so this encouragement needs to take place. And that's why they're saying, Janet, they're saying, thank God you're doing another God's Voice.
Well, I'm encouraged to hear that because we feel the same pressure that they do. And I know each one of us who will be part of God's Voice Conference 2020 have our own stories to tell of how we've dealt with this ourselves. And, you know, I think about this issue of LGBTQ plus tyranny, Stephen, as being the most pervasive issue that affects Christians and yet the least addressed in the pulpit. Would you call that a fair characterization?
Yeah, I think it's very fair because it's the extreme of human sexuality, and most pulpits don't even address human sexuality very well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got, you know, with 70% of one of the latest statistics of men that go to church weekly are involved in pornography. And so you've got all of this sexual sin going on that is left unaddressed, how much more so when you get into real perversion and unnatural affections, which you would think they would be able to address it. But again, the LGBTQ political movement and agenda of oppression and tyranny has done a good job at silencing the voice of Christians.
Right. And yet the very existence of the tyranny is a sign of error, because when you love the truth and you want to stand for the truth, you welcome dissent, you welcome conversations, you want other people to have freedom. You don't try to oppress people when you are on the side of truth. It just can't be done. So, and you know, the irony here, Stephen, is last year, a lot of people will remember after our first God's Voice conference, we were kicked off Vimeo. Actually, Fairview Baptist Church, which had an account with Vimeo, got kicked off because they were putting up our speakers' videos so people could watch them online. We found a way around that. But God's Voice itself has experienced this big tech censorship, which I know people like David Pickup are going to be addressing, because he and Joe Dallas and some others can speak to this issue of having materials removed off Amazon over the complaints of one gay activist who just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And then all these Christians who put out materials related to leaving homosexuality had their books removed without even a fair trial. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, it's like the book burning of, you know, along with the witch burning
yeah.
Salem, Massachusetts. It is. It's really crazy. And that gay activist wasn't even an American.
I know.
Which is you know, so oppressive at a worldwide a movement of tyranny, of censoring the voice of the gospel and the voice of hope, of transformation and change, that grace really does change people's lives. And so, yeah, Joe's book and of course, David Pickup and others have experienced this. Christopher Doyle, both
yes.
of them, in their line of therapy and combating what is going on at the political level in changing city ordinances and state ordinances on counseling and therapy.
Right.
So
right.
this really is important. People really need to realize they need to be empowered to be a voice.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. We really want to encourage Christians. I know that you've said very well that more than anything else, God's Voice Conference 2020 is designed to share the love of God and the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. There's no hate here. There's no oppression. There's no, you know, skullduggery happening here. We really desire to see every single sinner, no matter what sin he's struggling with, come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to find that forgiveness that only comes comes through his shed blood and his death and resurrection on our behalf, and the hope of eternal life. And that's what it means to be a Christian. And we have an incredible opportunity, Stephen, I think, to stand a la Ephesians 6, that we would stand in the evil day as the Lord has told us to do, but that we would be able to stand with the love of Jesus Christ. So I just want to encourage people, godsvoice.us is the website. If you want to get more information on God's Voice Conference 2020, early bird registration has now been launched. So you have a good little discount there, and you can get all the information about travel and accommodations, but you will not want to miss this one. This is going to be a powerhouse lineup, and I'm so excited. Like I said before, I'm going to be emceeing. Stephen's going to speak as well. Stephen, maybe briefly you could just tell people what you're going to be addressing, because I know people are excited to hear you.
Yeah, I'm opening up with the idea of that all of this is out of a heart of humility, and what we are doing with presenting the idea that God is speaking. And interesting, you had just mentioned that this isn't about, hey, when you have four of the main speakers are ex-gay, and every single one of these speakers know somebody and have had friends and family members that are gay identified, and even family members who have died tragically with HIV and AIDS. Mm-hmm. So every single one of our speakers have been touched in some way by this issue. This really is out of a motivation of love, humility, which being humble, Janet, is not that we are self, disgusted with our own brokenness. Real humility means that we have accepted the love and the forgiveness of God, and that we have a correct assessment of ourselves under the Almighty's hand, and that we boldly proclaim love and truth. And that's what all these speakers are doing. And so it really is out of a motivation of love and humility that we bring God's voice.
Well, that's right. And it is all about God's voice. That's why we called it that. It was kind of a pushback against Revoice, because we said what the church really needs is God's voice. We need to return to the Word of God, the eternal, unchangeable, inerrant Word of God. That's what we're going to stand on. If we don't stand on the Word of God, we're not going to stand at all. And so we are really excited about this. Again, we hope you can join us. We'll be mentioning it, obviously, leading up to April. But we just wanted to give a big announcement that registration is now open. You can go to godsvoice.us. That's godsvoice.us. You can also follow us over on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We're going to be posting stuff there as it becomes available. But really excited about it. And Stephen Black, as always, is doing the real heavy lifting, and his wonderful staff over at First Stone Ministries getting us ready for God's Voice. So I know you're excited for people to come too. But thank you, Stephen, for being with us. God bless you. Looking forward to April with you.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you too.
All right. God bless you. Stephen Black. Again, godsvoice.us. Check it out for more information on registration for the upcoming conference, April 17th and 18th. And this Sanctity of Life Month, we are honoring preborn babies by helping moms in crisis choose life. We want to save 250 babies in January by getting these moms free ultrasounds. Could you sponsor one? $28 is all it costs to sponsor one ultrasound session for an abortion-minded woman. And you can call now, 855-402-2229, 855-402-2229, or there's a banner to click at janetmefford.com. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.